Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer. It's Tuesday, the 27th of October. My name is Richard Hall. I'm the Superintendent Methodist Minister for the Shropshire and Marches Circuit in, in England, but it's actually in England and Wales. I'm delighted to welcome you this morning to share in the service of Morning Prayer. So let us pray. O Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. There is one body and one spirit, just as there is one hope held out in God's call to you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us confess our sins to God. Most merciful God, we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. God, our Father, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We say the Venite. Come, let us sing to the Lord and rejoice in the rock our Saviour. Let us come and give thanks in his presence and greet him with songs of praise. The Lord is a great God, a King supreme over all. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain heights are his. The sea is his, he made it, and the dry land was formed by his hands. Come, let us kneel and adore, let us worship the Lord our Maker. He is our God and we are his people, the flock he leads with his hand. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God, giver of life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At the beginning of this day, you call us out of darkness into your marvellous light. Blessed are you for ever and ever. Amen. The psalm for this morning is Psalm 6, verses 1 to 9. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languishing. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaking with terror. My soul also is struck with terror, while you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, save my life. Deliver me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who can give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eyes waste away because of grief. They grow weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. For the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayer. And we continue our readings from the letter to the Hebrews. Reading from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 19. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith, without having received the promises. But from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. He who had received the promises was ready to offer up his only son, of whom he had been told, "It is through Isaac that descendants will be named after you." He considered the fact that God is able even to raise someone from the dead, and, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Thanks be to God for his word. And the canticle is the Benedictus, or the Song of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophet, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. So let us offer our prayer with all God's people, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ever lives, to pray for us. We pray for the needs of the world. We pray for the people of Syria, and especially those in the refugee camps in Idlib. We pray for Syrian refugees living in Britain, that they may find a place of safety and welcome. We pray for all those in Britain who are learning to live with tighter COVID restrictions, and we continue to pray for those who have been hit hardest by the impact of COVID on the economy, for all whose jobs have been lost. We pray for the church. We pray today for the church in Central and Southern Europe. For God's people everywhere, seeking to share good news in difficult days. And we pray for all who are in trouble or distress today. We pray for the sick and the sad, the lonely and the anxious. And we pray for all who make a new beginning today, for all who long for a new beginning. We pray too for all for whom today will be an ending. God of compassion and mercy, hear our prayer. May what we ask in Jesus Christ, your Son, be done according to his word, who said, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." To you, merciful God, through your Son in the life-giving Spirit, be glory and praise for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught his disciples, we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord our God, as with all creation we offer you the life of this new day, give us grace to love and serve you, to the praise of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.